Welcome, everyone, to Staging Life with Barb. This is Barb Schwarz, and I hope your week is off to a great start. Mine sure is. It's really wonderful to welcome you to my show, and I really appreciate you as listeners. You may be listening on the radio in your car or at your office or at home or even online through the computer. And thank heavens for the Internet. I want to set the tone for this week's show. We have two wonderful guests coming up. The first is Peggy, and she is an accredited staging professional, Peggy Carter, from Fair Oaks, California. I met Peggy in one of my courses as I teach how to stage homes to decorators, realtors, people that want to start a staging business. And it's also about life. And the show, which you're listening to now, called Staging Life with Barb, we named it that because your life is like a stage, and you pick the actors in your movie, and that would be your friends and neighbors, those people that you like to be around. Also, you are the director of your own show. Always remember that. You have your own power. Never give your power away. Keep your power and share it in a positive way with others. And then, of course, our set is our home and our work environment, and we pick that so that as we shoot the movie of our life, we get to set the stage every single day. There's always critics out there, just like the movies, and we know that. So we get to decide as we listen to that criticism that comes into our lives sometimes, is that what we feel is being made in a positive way? The ego gets in the way sometimes, and we don't want to hear the truth, and other times it isn't given to us in a positive way, and maybe it isn't the best to listen to some of the advice. So your inner knower, I call it your intuition, really does know the difference. And then, of course, the audience would be the people that you meet in the street, shopping, at the grocery store. They're kind of just out there all the time, definitely. We don't know them, but they're watching. And sometimes they decide to come into our own movie script, don't they? People speak up sometimes, and sometimes it's really welcome, and sometimes it's not. And the best thing is someone else's smile. So I hope that your movie, which is your life, is going really well this week and this month. And we're going to be going into August really soon. So as we set the tone for today's show, I'm on Whidbey Island, beautiful Whidbey Island, in the Puget Sound off of Seattle. And I go back and forth, as many of you know, between Seattle, which is my home, and down to the Bay Area of San Francisco, East Bay, which is my home as well. And I'm very blessed. I've been thanking God a lot lately because there's so many wonderful people in my life and so many wonderful blessings that have come to me through other people. And it really is true that all we have to do is wake up and smell the roses. Even though sometimes things don't look so good, there's always wonderful things happening.
Absolutely.
Oh, Eric, it's so great to hear your voice. How are you this week?
Fantastic. The movie is a blockbuster this week, I guess you would say.
Yeah, it is. This is good. This is really good. Did you get out to see the movie I told you about, What the Bleep Do We Know?
I did not get the chance to do that. I'm
sorry. Well, make sure you do.
I will try.
And then the other thing is, before we go to our wonderful guests, this week, last week, actually, my life changed a little bit, and I always like to share it with others when things come along that make life easier. This was another God thing, because, and I like to say that, and that was because I noticed at the Seattle airport one day coming off a plane and going to get my suitcase to come home to Whidbey, that all of a sudden I saw this big sign, Eric, and it said Pocket PC. And I didn't really, you know, the company name wasn't there. It just kind of came to my, you know, subconscious. I was like, I wonder, well, that's interesting. And I went about my way, got my bags, et cetera. And then I noticed another one of my friends had a Pocket PC, and it didn't cause a lot of interest in my area. I just thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder if that's hard. And I kind of let that just kind of go through the filter. And then I was really behind on my emails. Oh, my gosh. And I also have a wonderful staff in California that I love, and that would be Shell Broadnax and Sandy Campbell, and I hope that they're listening. And dear Sue, and Sue and Sandy and Shell, if you are listening, I thank you for everything that you do, whether I'm there or whether I'm on the road. And I got Sandy another phone, Eric. I decided that that would be cool so that we'd have a company phone and I could just page her, you know, walkie-talkie. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very convenient.
Ah, my gosh, it's so great. And so I gave her my phone and had it reprogrammed. And when I was in the midst of doing that, all of a sudden I saw this ad that said BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. And I thought, maybe I should check that out. And I went down a week ago Saturday and took a little bit of time. I was actually there for 4 hours, so it was a little bit of time, and played around with one of them. And I'm telling you, Eric, this thing is so cool because I can use it as a telephone. Mm-hmm. I can do my emails, and I can do those while I'm waiting in line at the grocery store. I can do those when I'm, you know, sitting at the car. I'm not driving. And my husband's driving. I can do them in between the gap, so to speak.
Right.
And then I can get onto the Internet, too, which is amazing, all in the size of the palm of your hand. Have you seen this before?
I have seen it. Yeah, technology is wondrous nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, I'm telling you, I feel let out of the box. It is incredible.
It's like we're living in the future.
We are. And this thing, anybody listening who hasn't looked at it yet, just look at it. I'm sure there's other brands. So it's not that I'm out to sell this particular one because these people don't even know me.
I got a knockoff one called a Raspberry. Not quite as good, but...
A Raspberry? Really? Did they make a Blueberry, too?
I'm kidding.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me?
I'm sure they do.
See, this thing is blue. I wonder why they didn't call it the Blueberry because they call it the Blackberry, but maybe Blackberries also are blue when you squish them. I don't know. Anyway, to make wine. But anyway, this thing, it is so cool because I can really get a lot done. And then at night, at midnight or 1 in the morning, when I've been doing hundreds of emails many, many times, night after night, I'm not looking at as many right now because I can do them during the day.
Well, it's very cool. But speaking of cool, I know
cool.
We have a cool guest on hold here.
Yes, we do. I'm so glad. All right, and I appreciate it, and welcome everybody again. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz, and it is my joy to introduce our first very special guest, and her name is Peggy Carty. Peggy Carter, I got your last name and your first name combined. I made up a new name for you. Peggy, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just really good. How's the weather where you are?
It's only going to be 102 today.
Only 102? How was it yesterday?
It was only 101.
Well, gosh, we're moving up. It's really nice to have you on the show. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to do it.
Well, it's wonderful having you on. And I met you not that long ago when you came to our accredited staging professional course that I presented in Concord, California. And what did you think about the class?
It was overwhelming and exhausting the first day, and finally the second day we had a chance to breathe and things started sinking in.
That's important that they sink in.
It was wonderful.
I'm so glad that you were there, and it's great to hear that. And the first day is exhausting. We go for 12 hours. And some people know of Tony Robbins or have taken his things, his programs, which are wonderful, and that would be strictly in self-empowerment and motivation. What we're doing is talking about homes, houses, real estate, the effect on real estate that staging has, as well as life things, too, because we talked about ways to make our life easier, didn't we?
Yes.
What comes to your mind as something you'd like to share with people that you learned? Anything?
It was so amazing, and I've read my book. I had carried my book in the car.
And what book is
book
that?
From room to room. Every time I have a minute, I stop and I read it.
And what book is that?
Our staging book that we had in our class, the staging course.
Good.
And so I've read it, and I'm reading it again, and every time I read it, I get something new out of it.
I'm very proud of you, and it's great to hear that. It's for everyone listening. Peggy knows, and I know, and our listeners, of course, may not know unless they have taken the course, that I put together an accredited program, and it's in chapters, and it has to do with really what staging homes is about and creating an environment that is easy to sell the house in, as well as a way of life, because you can stage to live, can't you, Peggy?
Definitely. I've already done that in my home.
Good. Good. How long did it take you?
Well, I'm doing one room at a time, so I'm still working. I haven't finished the house yet, but I started that this last week.
What room did you start with? I'm curious.
The living room and the entryway.
That's a great place to start. And tell everybody what you did. What process did you go through? How did you decide what to keep and not?
Well, a lot of it was decluttering and just making it, you know, when people walk in my front door, they see my entryway, and I want them to say, wow, this is a nice entryway, not, wow, she needs to put things away.
Right. What did you give up? Give us a couple of items that you were willing to pack up or just to put away in a closet for a while.
Some knickknacks, things that, you know, I thought were real important, and then I thought, well, you know what, they've been there for 4 years. Let's move on a little bit.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, I find in my own life that those items could be sitting on a store shelf, and they're in your home or my home, and maybe we bought them, maybe they were given to us, and yet everything has its life cycle. And, you know, I hesitate to use this comparison, and yet it is true. We see it all the time that a tree is so beautiful, and then it's cut down and made into firewood, and it's recycled, so to speak. And it's a way to look at that, although recycling us as human beings, we certainly wouldn't want to do. But when you think of possessions like that, maybe it's a knickknack that we've really enjoyed. And like you just said, we've had it out for 3 or 4 years. However, that can go into our closet. It can be replaced by something new or something that else has been put away that we took out of storage. Or maybe we decide to give that to someone. And that's how I think of recycling some of my things. If they sat in a store, Peggy, they would be collecting dust on them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're brand new, really, except for my looking at them or you looking at them with your eyes. And so sometimes I actually pick gifts that are possessions that I've had that I've enjoyed, and now it's time to pass it on.
Well, I've noticed that I stopped looking at them a while back and sort of didn't even pay any attention. And now when I put my new stuff out, it's like a joy to open the door again.
Isn't that a great feeling? It really is, and we do, our eye gets so accustomed to what we see. And we have a guest coming up shortly, Dan Olis, that owns Woodby Coffee Company. And whether it's your home or your restaurant that you own or a house that you're staging, especially places, though, that we've been a lot, we get so used to seeing it. And when I went to the movie that I referred to in our seminar as well as on my show, What the Bleep Do We Know, they said, and I went back and reviewed my notes, that the eye is actually able to see over 200 billion things a minute, that we could take all that in, and yet we're only able to take in about 2,000, but we get so accustomed to what we see, we don't see it anymore. And that's called a scotoma. So the possessions in our homes, for example, we'll have them there, or our store or our restaurant we own or whatever, and without changing it, we just get used to seeing it after a while. So good for you. Good for you, girl. You just shook it up a little bit. What did your family think?
They think it's wonderful.
That's great. So you didn't get any resistance?
Not a bit. It was like, about time you did that.
That's wonderful. Now, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Have you gotten to the kids' rooms yet?
No, they're both in their 20s, and that's kind of, they're doing whatever.
So they won't mind?
No.
And are their rooms still their kids' rooms, like when they were in college or high school, or have you already turned them into guest rooms or offices?
Well, they're still living in them, and they're slowly doing, you know, I've been suggesting all week, so now they're actually in there staging their rooms.
Way cool. Did you watch the video that I did on staging?
Yes.
And have they seen it?
No.
Well, they might enjoy seeing it. I just dropped that as a suggestion. For those of you listening, you can order our video on how to prepare your home for sale so it sells. And it's also a video about decluttering one's environment, not just for selling. And you can do that at my toll-free number at our office. And our large office is in the East Bay area of California, and then we have another office in the Seattle area. And so in the East Bay of San Francisco, that number is 800-392, which is an old Issaquah number, 7161, because your 800 number goes with you wherever you go. So 800-392-7161. And the video is $29, and it's how to prepare your home for sale so it sells. And I'm really glad that you watched it. when you think about staging, because it's really great to have you on my show, before I move to our next guest, Peggy, I want to give everyone your phone number. And again, you live in Fair Oaks, California, and that's fairly close to Sacramento. Is that right?
Right. I serve the Sacramento, the greater Sacramento area.
And how long is your drive time to Sacramento?
It depends on the time of the day, but usually about 20 minutes.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
How many people live in Fair Oaks?
It's just a little suburb. I'm really not sure. Maybe 20,000.
So it's a suburb of Sacramento, basically.
Right. Right.
And it's just hard to tell when you leave one and get into the other.
Yeah, you have to live here to know.
Because it just keeps growing as we do all over the planet. So the phone number that you would like to share, I think the first area, the area code is 916. Is that right?
Right.
And tell us the rest of your number.
536-1923.
So that was 536-1923.
Correct.
Now, Peggy, the name of your company is what?
Peggy Carter Interior Designs.
And let's name the different services that you provide.
Of course, home staging.
Uh-huh.
Interior design consulting. I arrange or rearrange your home or room in a day. Redesign, organize, and shop for new furnishings and accessories. And I also work with subcontractors for you.
Now, that's wonderful. So you can help coordinate
right.
with the subcontractors. Now, looking at your business card, which I am very happy to have, it says decorative painting. How much painting do you do?
I used to do a lot. I was a decorative painter.
So you have that skill, and which is definitely a talent, and learned ability of paints. And what's your favorite brand of paint? Let me just ask you quickly.
Right now I use Sherwin-Williams.
I've used that, too. I've been very happy with that. So
yeah.
People could call you to ask you about your decorative painting skills, about your organizing skills, home staging, definitely, as well as design consulting.
Right.
And then you would go out and do a bid for them at no cost to them or a consultation. And a consultation there is a fee for, I would think, and then you would give them an idea of that when they contact you.
Yes, correct.
Is that right? So, again, it's Peggy Carter Interior Designs, and Peggy is in the Sacramento area. And we do have, actually, people that listen from that area. I've spoken there many times, and I really love the people in the greater Sacramento area. Just a wonderful area to live in. Of course, Arnold lives there now, and that would be our governor of the state of California, who's very famous, as we all know.
You got to say it like this, Bob. Arnold.
Arnold, I'll be back. This is true. And so one more time before we go to our break, Peggy's number is 916-536-1923. And I know that you'd be happy to speak with them about your business, or someone could ask you about our course. And I hope to see you in the near future, Peggy. I really thank you for being on the show with me.
Well, I thank you for calling.
You're welcome. And stay in touch.
I will.
Happy staging and good luck with the house. And by the way, be sure to take lots of before and afters.
Oh, I will.
Oh, good. All right. Thanks so much, Peggy.
Okay.
You're listening to KKNW, Positive Talk, Positive Choice Talk Radio. And that's 1150 a.m. on the dial. Stay tuned. We're going to come back with Staging Life with Barb and my featured guest of Dan Olis of Whidbey Coffee Company. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwartz, and thanks for listening to my show, Staging Life with Barb. Remember, your life is a stage, and every day, sometimes the players keep changing, the audience changes, and it's really great to think about the different parts of our life, because life is a stage. And it's your movie, and it's mine, too. And so as we look at our different parts of our movie, of our life, we have our home and also where we work. That's very important. And then we have nutrition and health and also treating ourselves. And when I think of treating myself, I think of many, many times, actually every day, of going to a wonderful place on Whidbey Island and also on the mainland, we call it America, which would be the Seattle, Mukilteo, Everett area. And that is to introduce my featured guest today, Dan Olis, the owner of Whidbey Coffee Company. And Dan, how are you?
I'm excellent, Barb. Thank you for asking.
You sound excellent.
This is a beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day. The mountains are out and the sun's out. And we had some heat here on Friday, didn't we?
Just a little.
Just a little. The house was over, it was like 102. And, you know, I'm a bionic woman. There's a story behind that, as you know. And so my motor doesn't keep up with the heat. So it's nice to have it a little bit cooler today.
There you go. The 2 days we need air conditioning in Washington State.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, it really is a treat for me, no pun intended, to have you on my show, A, because it's my show, and B, because it's you. And I've admired you from the minute I first met you. You have a great aura and a lot of energy. And as an entrepreneur, I want to talk with you about running a business. And we have a lot of business owners that listen into my show, and those would be women and men that have some decorating businesses, real estate businesses, staging businesses, and other businesses too. We have people that work for other people, such as my team, and they might be, you know, the bookkeeper, the accountant. It could be someone who's running an office. So just so many important roles, customer service, all kinds of marketing, PR positions. And so as we think about all those things, let's start at the beginning. When did you open up Whidbey Coffee Company?
Oh, boy, Whidbey Coffee Company opened in 1989.
Oh, my gosh, you're older than I thought.
Don't tell anyone.
1989. Now, did you buy it or did you start it from scratch?
It was a startup from scratch. It was a way to get to Oregon State University.
You're kidding. And where did you start? Where was your first? Tell us about the very first store or drive-through or shop you had.
The very first store was an espresso cart out in front of the Payless grocery store in Freeland, Washington.
Oh, my gosh.
We
and when you say cart, are we talking open-air cart?
Open-air cart.
Did it have an awning on top?
Just a little umbrella.
And what about the rain?
Well, it was a nice little covered area, but, you know, the rain from time to time would blow in.
And so how long were you in that location?
We were probably there for probably 3 or 4 months until the weather really got bad and we went into our first drive-through there.
And where was that?
And that was also in Freeland.
So is that in the location now?
Yes.
Okay, now let me digress or step to the side and actually go into the future. And that is that Whidbey Coffee Company, the headquarters right now is in which town?
Freeland.
It's in Freeland, Washington, and that's on Whidbey Island, everyone. And there's a real magic to Whidbey. I think I lived here many lifetimes ago, and I'm an island girl. And the name Whidbey for your company, I think, was really smart of you. Not that Dan Olis Coffee Company wouldn't have, you know, grown.
Sure.
What led you to that name?
You know, it just seemed like a natural fit for us when we were kind of establishing things and wanting to grow and whatnot. We were trying to think of something that would carry us island-wide, and at that time we weren't really we weren't aware that we were going to open stores off of Whidbey Island, and so that's kind of made a mistake there in our big picture look, but we're off the island.
See, to me it wasn't a mistake at all, because the name Whidbey has such magic, and I find that it resonates with people down in the Bay Area or in Seattle, Tacoma, anywhere that I go. I'll be down in Walnut Creek, where we also live, and where I have a really beautiful office there that we feel really blessed to have. And I say Whidbey, and you wouldn't believe how many people say, oh, Whidbey Island? Man, I love that island. Or my mother has a place there. Or I love that name. And so to me, it's a lifestyle, and that goes along with marketing on your name brand.
Right.
And so whether you're in Mukilteo, which for California listeners, that would be over on the mainland across from Whidbey Island, close to Seattle and Everett. So to me, that I think it was genius.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. Now, how many stores or shops do you have now?
We're up to 14 different sites at this point in time.
Wow, that's gross.
Well, we're trying. We're from North Seattle up to Burlington.
North Seattle. So there is actually an espresso, is it a restaurant, a drive-thru, or what is it?
We have a location on a community college campus at Shoreline Community College.
Way cool. When did you do that?
That was probably in 97.
I learned something every single day about you. That is so wonderful. And then you go from there, North Seattle, up to
Burlington, Washington.
And that would be south of Bellingham?
Correct.
And so the 14, how many are off the island?
I would say there's 8 off the island.
And where's your newest one?
Burlington.
Burlington. And tell everybody where that is, as far as the you know.
We're actually right across the way from a little donut shop that people call, what are they, Krispy Kremes, I think?
Oh, gosh. I just heard about, no. I just heard about that the other day. No. What a location. How did you secure that location?
Boy, you know, that was a difficult one. We had to negotiate with the donut gurus. Actually, not. It was available for sale, and we ended up identifying that as a site that we really thought would be a good location for us. We were kind of hidden across the street, and, you know, part of staging things and bringing things out in the open and changing things a little more, we found that the old location that we had there wasn't working right for us, and so we built a brand-new facility.
Wow.
And it's really exciting.
I should say it's exciting. I talked to someone the other day that had already been up there. And I said, oh, my God, I think that's his newest location. And talk about location, location, location. You are around the right people, and they're around the right people being by you, because I would think that you actually complement each other. I think a lot of times businesses will go in and people say, oh, they're going to take our business. Mm-hmm. But there's a real synergy that more is more, in the fact that the more that is offered, the more people that come.
I think you're absolutely correct.
I mean, I see this over and over again. A lot of my anchoring, as you would know, or my history is in real estate offices and companies, and I see agents be added to the company, and some of the agents would feel fearful, like, oh, my gosh, they're going to take our business. And I say, no, no, because every one of them knows another 250 to 500 people you don't know,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to create more business coming in that you may not be able to happen, and you're going to gain business that they may not be able to help, and you're going to gain business from them as they will from you. So as the pie grows, it grows for everybody. The pieces get bigger.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That's really, really cool. Well, I am so excited to have you on. I have some special questions in my mind. And any of you, too, that would like to call in, we have a number that we'll announce in a little bit, that you could call and ask Dan a question or myself. And one of the questions, because we're going to go to commercial break shortly here, I just want to ask you, what do you think the really toughest thing there is right now about running a business, just any kind of business? Or let's say the biggest challenge, because there's always opportunities in the challenges.
I think the biggest challenge that I have right now is communication with employees and mm-hmm. communication with the customers, and trying to make sure that the needs are met by all. Because obviously, it's difficult to run a company if your staff and your crew members aren't happy, and they have to be happy so they'll make the guests happy. And so that seems to be one of the biggest challenges that we face.
I really agree with that, and I think of my team and other people's teams, and I also think of when I'm in stores, whether it's Nordstrom's, Target, would be coffee company store, etc., or shops. It is really important, and it filters down or up both directions, and so that communication, it really is important. And I think too, I learned from a wise person many years ago that said, as you look for people to work with you, because those that are listening that own their own business or are a part of a business, everybody's always in what's in it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is totally understandable. However, building a company, and I'm thinking of a lady by the name of Jenny Norris that may not be able to listen today because she's on the road. She has, I think, done a good job of setting her standards. And there are people that we all hire that are givers to the company or takers. And this older gentleman many years ago said, you don't want the takers, because when you hire the takers, that the constant complaining about the company, constantly complaining about what goes on, they take from the company, and others are contributing as, this is a good idea, or how could we do this, or they want to give because they realize that, you know, they're going to be receiving as well. I really learned a lot from that, and so
I can't agree with you even. Barb, that's so true, because the takers actually affect the other people that work for you too.
Yeah, they really do. It, the negativity can spread like wildfire.
It really can.
Just like the positiveness can.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard to be around the negativity because it can be very wearing. And in many cases, it can take a lot more work to overcome that than it can to, you know, have the positivity spread. I was sharing with someone earlier today, never give your power away because that's what you own. And no one can take it from you unless you give them permission. It doesn't mean that it's not hard, though. Sometimes when people are really trying to, you know, suck it out of you, or if we say it that way, take your energy away, it's really a team environment, and it's so important having people that want to be part of a team and part of a vision.
So true. And when you have a positive team, it definitely handles the little bumps in the roads much easier than a negative one.
Yeah, and I think that there's nothing quite like sitting down and saying, we're mature adults, you know, how do we handle this? What are we doing? And what do you think, and how do you see the remedies, et cetera?
Absolutely.
It's so that we're not just dictating, because I think it's really important that all of us that have team members, that we really welcome the input. So it's just a delight to have you on, and I'm really glad that that was the point you made, because that's true for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we are on someone else's team, we're still on the team, and we can make it our team, because it doesn't have to be someone else's team. We're earning a living and touching lives of the customers that we meet, whether we own the company or not.
Yeah, very true.
Well, it's time for another break, guys.
We're going to take another break, and Eric is there, and thank you, Eric, so much. So everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back. And this is Barb Schwarz. You're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio on KKNW, 1150 a.m. on the dial, Staging Life with Barb. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. This is Barb Schwarz, Positive Choice Talk Radio. It's such a joy to be a part of this station, and it's a joy to have you listening to my show. I have on the show today a very special guest for you and for me, and this is Dan Olis, the owner of Whidbey Coffee Company. And Dan, I wanted to ask you, where are your coffee company locations in the North Seattle area between there and Whidbey Island where you catch the ferry in Mukilteo?
Well, just now we have one in Mukilteo overlooking the ferry dock taking you to Whidbey Island, and then the other one would be at Shoreline Community College in North Seattle there.
Now, where's the one in Mukilteo? I want to make sure that everybody knows where that is. Is that on the way to the ferry?
As you line up in that ferry dock line and you line up to get across that wonderful ferry boat, we're just, walking distance to the ferry.
It's a kind of a shake-siding building, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that was something else in the past that you purchased, is that right?
Yeah, it was Mukilteo Coffee Company.
Okay, now how long have you had that location? When did you buy that one?
We have had that for 5 years. June of 1997 we opened it.
Holy cow.
Or actually acquired it.
That is so fast. I thought it was like maybe a year and a half ago.
Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe it. How many employees do you have?
We're up to, company-wide, we're at 80.
80? Wow. Now, how many in management do you have?
There's probably 10 of us.
I was there today for lunch at the Lighthouse Cafe, and everyone, when you come to Freeland, you have to go to the Lighthouse Cafe. It looks like a lighthouse. I love it. And inside the walls, you've kept up with the time and times in staging, and you actually used the word, Dan, a little bit ago. I don't know if you knew that, but you said when you were staging the new location up in Burlingame, that was so cool of you to say. And I love the new colors inside and the pictures that you've put up. They're really very nice, and the furniture as well. And I was eating lunch there today having the Barb salad. They let me invent a salad, everyone. It's just go in and ask for the Barb salad.
There you go.
And it's with tuna and cheese and onion and sometimes avocado. It's just so good. And I was looking at your employees, and I thought, I wonder if any of them ever walk up to you and say, you know, I'd like to go into management. Do they ever do that?
Every now and then we get a couple like that. That are just eager to try to take that next jump or try to just to improve themselves. And it's always encouraging when that happens.
How does that feel?
Kind of a pat on my back that I must be doing something correct.
Well, you are doing a lot of things correctly, because otherwise you wouldn't be doing the business that you're doing, and the cars lined up and the people standing in line wanting to have the great food, because I think it comes down to two things as a layperson in the public from my perspective. One is the quality of the food, and the other is the service.
I agree with you.
And I'll go somewhere, even if the food isn't quite as good, as long as there are smiles and they make me feel welcome. And when I walk in the door, there's like, oh, Barb! I mean, they light up. I mean, it just gets me going. And so the food is equally great as well. It's just those two things I think are so important, and you're doing both.
Thank you.
You are to be congratulated. Now, we talked about, one of my questions was, what do you see as one of the challenges? Let me ask you, what do you think is one of the best things you ever did as a business owner?
One of the best things?
Best decisions that you ever made as a business owner about anything.
Boy, the best decision I think I made was to, one was to redo the lighthouse and change the decor inside. It was something you spoke of earlier, actually, of, you know, getting rid of the riffraff and kind of the eye picks up so many different things and looking at things. And one of the better decisions was to improve the atmosphere at the lighthouse, one, and two, the outdoor look of our drive-through buildings. We enhanced that look also.
Now, how did you stage the outside of the buildings?
I actually cheated. I used an architect to design me a whole new look.
Well, there you go. It's okay. It's okay.
Sometimes you have to seek help with professionals.
Absolutely, and that's what an accredited staging professional is as well, a true professional that's brought in to stage a home or business. And so some of our listeners, of who I'm very grateful for, have taken my courses and graduated and listened to the show, and it's my joy to also feature one of them each week. And one of the things I want to compliment you on, Dan, is also I've noticed here on the island driving up to the drive-through, am I saying the right words?
You are.
Okay. Is the flowers and the contemporary look that you have, meaning up to date, with the Tuscan pots, the pottery you have outside. They're not some cheap little plastic thing that could just get knocked over by a car and blown away. I mean, they're really classy looking. And then I notice that when the time is right, you put down the ground bark and that you're trimming and weeding. And don't think I'm not noticing this.
And, we appreciate that.
Yeah, and then your merchandising, which I'll call it, your staging, when you drive up, as far as the eye sees, and recently, it was really interesting, I was getting my heart checked up at the cardiologist, and I found the waiting room to be actually really, I thought, kind of disgraceful. And this is down in California, and I shall not say the names, because the one in Seattle, which is in Kirkland by Evergreen, is just staged to the hilt. And so I said to the physician, have you ever been in your waiting room, or when was the last time? And he looked at me and he said, I've never been in my waiting room. And I said, you have never been in the waiting room of your practice? Let me show it to you. And I took his hand, and I didn't wait for no, and I gently let him out, and I said, I won't let anyone know that you're the doctor. No. And I took him out, and I'm walking him around, and, you know, there were flyers that were out of date, the chairs were soiled. Everybody gets the picture listening. And I thought, my God, that's where people see. So like at your drive-thrus or the front of our homes or businesses, no matter what we have, the weather changes them, you know, times change, styles change. And the best way to do that is to look as a consumer. And for homes or businesses, stand in the parking lot or get across the street and pretend you're the buyer. You don't own it anymore. You're the public. You're the layperson. You have nothing to do with his ownership, and walk in every, 5 feet, every 10 feet, and take a look at what you see and what needs painting and what is old and what could be replaced. And so for our listeners, I'm wanting to pass that on, and I want to compliment you to the places that I've been that I see you keep doing that, and
well,
don't stop.
Well, sometimes if you don't, if you can't do it yourself, you need to get someone else to do just like you did to that doctor. It's so crucial that you do that, just because you have to constantly make it look good. And if it's not, boy, it's reflective of how you run. It's a reflective of what your staff thinks of things. And it's such a domino issue.
It really is. And as we go to the next commercial break, because everyone stay tuned, we have some of the best at the last, I will share that I think subliminally all of us think if it doesn't look good on the outside, it doesn't look good on the inside. And whether that is a drive-through where you get your espresso, whether that's a home you're going to buy, whether that's a doctor's office or a motel you're going to go into on a trip, you won't go in. And so it's really important. Staging is a way of life. It's not just to sell. It's for your business. It's for your life. And I'm thrilled to have you on the show. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dan, and you're listening to Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 a.m. on the dial. It's the place to be, and we're glad you're here today. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. This is Barb Schwarz, and it's just a joy to have you listening today. You know, you're very important to me. Without you, I wouldn't be here. And so whether you're listening through the Internet, which is so magical, or on your radio, which is also magical, and I heard the other day as they were saying on a radio, they said, you know, radio is one of the very few things you're not charged for anymore to listen to. You know, cable and television and all of this, newspapers, magazines. And so for those of us that can turn on that radio and do it all the time, it's across the airwaves at no cost except for the electricity. And so it's really great to have you listening today, wherever you're listening. And I want to welcome again Dan Olas, the owner of Whidbey Coffee Company. And the headquarters is in Freeland, Washington, and that would be on Whidbey Island, which is where I also live part-time, and part-time in the East Bay of California in the San Francisco area. And I was saying to you, Dan, we need you down there too. We really do.
I appreciate that. Hopefully one day we can make that dream come true.
That there is no reason, you know, there is no reason that you cannot do that if that's a part of your dream. As soon as it is, it will happen.
That's true.
I want to have you announce your website so my listeners can go and check you out on the website. And that means not you personally, although maybe your picture's there. I'm talking about the company and your locations and everything about what you're doing as part of your mission at Whidbey Coffee Company. What's your website address?
We are whidbeycoffee.com.
How simple is that?
Three W's in front of it. And I think you might get a glimpse of my picture on the community page if they haven't changed it to a picture of my fiance and I.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they've done that yet.
Well, and what is her name?
Her name is Kristen. I've been blessed by this wonderful person in my life, finally.
Oh, that is so great. Have you set a date yet?
In November.
November? Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
That is so wonderful. How long ago did you meet?
We have been together for about 5 years.
Wow. And
she put up with all the coffee antics for that long, so I figured she's great for me.
That is really wonderful. And again, it's Whidbey Coffee, one word, .com. And some of my friends in different parts of the country, I know Whidbey can be kind of a trick to spell. So everyone listening, it's W-H-I-D. The D comes first, then B-E-Y. So W-H-I-D-B-E-Y. And coffee, I hope we got that one down, C-O-F-F-E-E.com. Whidbey.com, whidbeycoffee.com. And
perfect.
The name of the island, Whidbey Island, is actually named for a sea captain, Captain Whidbey. And tonight, I think my husband and I are going to run up there and this historic inn and get a quick little appetizer, perhaps.
That's such a beautiful spot.
It really is. Anyone that comes to Whidbey Island, and we may be having a staging convention here in the future. We've been holding them down in the Walnut Creek Concord area, where we're talking about you opening up a new store someday. And so we may be having a convention here on the island because it's so special. You know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about staging our lives and the people that we invite to be a part of that. And when you think about staging your life, what comes to your mind of things you're working on or things you're happy about?
In 2 minutes or less, please.
Oh, in 2 minutes or less.
That's all the time we got left in the show.
It just goes so fast,
it
Eric.
So
I know.
Fast.
See, Eric, you've been moving the clock up, haven't you?
What can I say?
Eric is our timekeeper, and he has this long beard that has gone prematurely gray. And Danny has this huge clock that
Father
is bigger
time.
Than you are.
It's actually an hourglass, but...
There you go. See? It's true. And I'm a closet comedian.
The sand keeps sticking away.
So in two sentences or less, tell everybody what are you doing about staging your life?
Boy, Barb, everything that you do has a part in that. You know, whether it's, like you said, going to work, the people that you meet, the people you choose to work with, the people, you know, the places you choose to live, the car you drive. It really kind of works together so much. And if you get the right ones rolling, boy, it's a great time.
It really is. And as we close the show today, I'm going to apologize to you and change the word if to when. And what you just said, I love, and it reminds me of a poem that I learned, and it goes like this, and this is how we'll close out the show today. And before that, thanks, Dan, very much for being my guest. And thank you, Peggy, earlier for being my guest. And that is this. You do what you are, and you are what you think. And what you think is determined by what you learn. And what you learn is determined by what you experience. And what you experience is determined by what you expose yourself to. And what you expose yourself to is determined by who you are. It's one great big circle. So everyone listening, make it a great week, because the keys are in your hand to do that. And keep on staging your life, because it's such a wonderful adventure and it's a gift to be alive. That's why it's called the present. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.